Welcome to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Marketing and business building expert Jim Palmer, known internationally as the Newsletter Guru, is a serial entrepreneur, author, speaker, and coach to other entrepreneurs. Jim is the host of Newsletter Guru TV, a weekly web TV show featuring Jim's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice. Check it out today at www.newsletterguru.tv. Please welcome your host of Stick Like Glue Radio, Jim Palmer.
Well, hello there, everybody. Welcome to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. All great things. I'm your host, Jim Palmer, and I am committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster. I'm really, really excited about this week's show. Got a very, very special guest, Brad Zolas. And Brad, his personal and professional life has been anything but dull. So let me tell you a little bit about Brad. He's a cross-generational marketing expert and business consultant who helps small companies and individuals to understand how technology transforms culture and behavior and how that impacts management, interaction, and expectations. In other words, how do you manage, market, and sell to a new tech-savvy generation? I mean, really, a generation raised on information age tools since childhood. Brad and I were talking about this. It's like, man, I got to get you on the program. He is an international best-selling and award-winning author. His phenomenal book is called Liquid Leadership: From Woodstock to Wikipedia. And this whole book delves into the subject of new leadership styles, mainly how to get, you know, tech-savvy Generation Y and analog baby boomers working together. And with a 35-year career as an entrepreneur, Brad started his first business at the age of 16, and he's been called a serial entrepreneur with a unique ability of finding valuable lessons in humor in even the toughest of circumstances. I just had the great pleasure to meet Brad and really spend some time with him probably about a month or 2 months ago. I kind of lost track of time at the Think and Grow Rich Summit out in Del Mar, California. And when Brad talked, I was really literally mesmerized. He took us on a journey basically of his life, and from breaking his ankle during band camp, been there, to starting the first dot-com company to going public on NASDAQ, K2 Design. Brad started this company without startup capital, bank loans, or financial help of any kind, and within 3 years raised $7 million through private placement. And the IPO had 425%, I think, which is substantial enough, Jim. No need to throw in the extra zeros. For 5 straight years, he attracted 60 employees, 4 business partners, and offices worldwide. Brad was catapulted from entrepreneur to C-suite executive and began to apply a unique brand of management, a new model, to the first wave of young tech-savvy Generation X and Y workers. So all of this is, again, told in his awesome book, Liquid Leadership. So sit back. This is going to be a powerful, powerful show. Brad, how you doing? Thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule to be my guest today.
Thank you, Jim. We did. We had a great time at Think and Grow Rich, didn't we?
You know what? I met, seriously, between yourself and at least 3 or 4 others, which I'm sure are going to be like lifelong friends. It was a phenomenal, and, you know, hats off to Tony Rubleski and Paul Guyon for putting that together. Not only was the quality of the speakers good, but all the people that were in the audience, it was really quite a wonderful wonderful event.
Yes.
Now, you know, you're a generational expert. First of all, can you explain what that is and why it is so important in this day and age?
Well, if you're a boomer and you're listening to this podcast today, I want you to look back through your life at the different brands that you grew up with and you loved, like Spiegel Catalog, L.L. Bean, maybe the Sharper Image, and a lot of those have either died out or have gotten so tiny they're nothing more than a website. And my job as a generational expert is to take a good look at how technology and behavior has impacted sales from small businesses all the way up to the big businesses, and really take a good look at where markets are dying and where they're growing. And here's a good example. I was in Rite Aid the other day, And there was a grandmother behind the counter, a woman who's probably in her late 50s, early 60s. And I go up to her, and I'm waiting. I'm waiting to get my film processed. Remember what film was?
Photomat.
So she's texting. You know, here's this grandmother texting. And I'm standing there. I'm a boomer as well. So I'm sitting there going, why is this woman texting? Customer service is the hallmark of this business. And finally, when she was done, she apologized. I said, I'm just curious, why are you texting? And it's the same answer I get all the time. She goes, it's the only way I can reach my grandkids. And I'm like, I start cracking up, and I go, this is the story over and over. How many people listening right now have adopted all this new technology, whether it's Facebook or it's something else, or you've shifted your business model or your ideas, and you're using this new technology simply because your kids are, or the next generation is, or you find it cheaper to go on Amazon. And this is the kind of work I do. Try to find those markets and look at what is changing everything. And look around. Look at the businesses that have had to shift. Tourneau, the very high-end watch company, they've had to close down their flagship operations in New York City and only keep one or two because Generation Y does not buy wristwatches. You know, look at that. And how about your business, Jim? Newsletter business. You remember back in the 80s when everybody was desktop publishing and now you could print out these beautiful newsletters, and now your newsletter has to have interactivity, video, podcasts, all kinds of things. Am I right?
Yeah, Brad, when I did my first newsletter, it was like 1981, I think, and I typed it out on a typewriter. It was just 8.5 by 11. And when I wanted to insert a picture, I had to, like, tape it down and then use white out around the edge, and I held it down and closed the copier shut.
That's hysterical. Scotch tape left a line.
I wish I had saved that. I didn't know anything about nostalgia or what I'd be doing, you know, 30-something years later. You know, in your book, Liquid Leadership, can you share with our audience kind of the major influences that changed this generation?
Yes, absolutely. And anybody who's listening today, I want you to understand it's important that you know these three influences that I discovered, in part because it's going to affect your business. Once you see it, once you understand it, you're going to have a secret, and that secret is going to help you catapult your business. So the very first influence I discovered was, what was the number one movie in 1977?
Was that Jaws or Rocky?
No, you're close. That was the year before. 1977 was Star Wars.
Okay, well, I was going to say that. I was close.
You remember going, I took my mother to see Star Wars. I was so excited about this film. And when we're leaving, my mother, she goes, why do we have to go into space? It's so dangerous up there. That's my mom's response to all this. But Star Wars changed the perspective, or rather the ideology of how technology could be used. And some of you are probably sitting there going, no, Brad, it was Star Trek. Well, I would agree with you if you're in the industrialized nations, but Star Wars began to shift everything because Star Wars was the first movie, science fiction driven, that was seen all over the world. If you were in Japan or the Philippines or Malaysia, South America, Canada, everybody saw Star Wars. And from that moment on, a new generation was seeing ubiquitously in the background the use of technology. And if you look around today, almost everything that was in Star Wars, holograms, pads like the iPad, a Wi-Fi network, our cloud technology network, robots. Yes, we don't have a Millennium Falcon and we don't have lightsabers, but we're using most of those things in just a short time, in 35 years.
That is crazy. You know, Stephanie and I were, as we're recording this, we were down over Memorial Day weekend in Virginia, and one of the things she likes to do is go in these flea markets. So we're walking around this flea market, and there was this whole box of Atari games. Do you remember? They were like those.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I said, you know, when we were married, we got married in 1980, I said, we had Atari, and, you know, just Space Invaders was so hot, and you look at it now, and it was so cheesy by today's standards.
Well, that's actually the second big influence on the brains. of anybody born after 1977. And by the way, anybody born after 1977 to roughly around 1993 is called Generation Y, Digital Natives, Millennials are gamers. And the reason is, you know, as boomers, we were raised on television. It was sit down, shut up, and listen. Remember that paradigm? You got to watch television. And all our media actually worked on that paradigm. We sit and we watch television, and we have to be quiet so we can listen. When you read a book or you listen to radio or music, you have to sit down, be quiet, and listen. And also, remember, we went through the school system with that same ideology. But right at 1977, Atari and Magnavox introduced the game, the video game, into the household. Now, some of you are like, come on, Brad, Pong, Pac-Man, those influence brain chemistry. Well, in not those early games so much, but the ones that started to hit around 1984. And what happened is you got multi-layer, multiplayer role-playing games that took years to master, and suddenly, instead of somebody sitting down being quiet and listening, now you had to get involved, learn everything, and move faster. And think about this as far as behavior goes. How do you learn in a video game? You don't read any directions to learn how to do the video game. You leap in and make as many mistakes as possible. That's how you learn. Speed is paramount to learning the game. You're willing to take risk and fail every single time. As you move forward, you have to learn the politics and the rules intuitively. And once you storm the castle, kill all the trolls, and save the princess, guess what? You have to discard everything you just learned because at the next level, the rules change. Does any of this behavior sound familiar, Jim?
Yes, it does. Holy smokes. This is good stuff. Oh, man, you know what? I know already I'm going to have to get you back, and we'll do a full hour because there's so much more I want to ask you. So, you know, hey, Brad, right now I need to take a quick pause here for a very brief timeout. But, folks, stay tuned. On the other side, I want to ask Brad, okay, so we get all this Generation X and Y stuff, but how does this apply if you're a parent, teacher, or, you know, a business owner? So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
There are two types of small business owners. Those who are already profiting from the power of social media, building stronger, more powerful relationships with their customers and prospects. And those who are still sitting on the sidelines, wondering if it will work for them too. If you're still sitting on the sidelines, then No Hassle Social Media is for you. Finally, there's a fast and easy done-for-you way to use social media marketing to connect with more customers and prospects, accelerating the know, like, and trust factor, all with no experience necessary. No Hassle Social Media not only shows you exactly what to do, it provides you with a ton of great content that you can use to promote your business and build stronger relationships with clients and potential clients. You get blog posts, Twitter tweets, Facebook posts, LinkedIn updates, and even video scripts. Get started profiting from social media today at www.nohasslesocialmedia.com. That's www.nohasslesocialmedia.com.
And we're back. Let's get right back to my very special guest, Brad Zales. So, Brad, you know, knowing all this is important, you know, as a business person, a parent, teacher, so why should we all be interested in this? I mean, quite frankly, what you learned today is probably going to be obsolete 5 years from now. So
right.
Give us an idea why we should be focused on this.
Well, I'm kind of letting you know why it's going to be obsolete in 5 years. And this leads me to the third part of the three major influences on these generations. The third part is child-centric parenting and teaching. Back in the 1977, or right around there, an idea entered the household of child-centric parenting, where the parents were supposed to treat the kid as if they were an adult, and all their, you know, everything that they wanted to do was supposed to be taken into consideration. Now, I don't know about you, Jim, but my father, he's Hungarian-American, and his attitude is, you know what, you do it my way or forget about it. I started my first business at 16, not because I was any kind of smart guy. It's just it was too hard to ask my dad for money.
So it's true.
You know, boomers, we had that experience where our parenting was rough. It was my way or the highway, figure it out. Well, after 1977, you got an entire group of individuals, a generation that was raised where the hierarchy was flattened in the household. And parents started to go to the children and say, what color car should mommy and daddy buy? What do you think, Billy? Or should mommy and daddy get a low interest loan on their mortgage? You know, it's like I'm exaggerating, but these were the kind of conversations that this generation was privy to. And then they went into the school system and they were encouraged to call their teachers by their first name, and they were also encouraged by getting a trophy for just showing up. So this generation doesn't wait for permission to talk to a CEO or earn their way to get ahead. Everything is right now. It's just all they have, they don't ask for permission. They just go and do it. So when this generation first came into the workforce, they would walk up to the CEO that had 40 years of experience and say, hey, Jim, you know, I can show you how to run this company better. Let's go out to dinner. And if you think I'm exaggerating, look at how many 26-year-old CEO billionaires are on the cover of, like, Fast Company or Fortune magazine.
Quite a few, actually.
Right. And this, you know, why does this matter? Well, guess what? Everything, every business is changing because of this generational and technological influence. A lot of us, it isn't just the Gen Yers. What happens is they're the early adopters, and we begin to follow suit. Take a look at the, I don't know if you like the TV show Arrested Development.
I've actually never seen it.
It's a fantastic show. Ron Howard does the voiceover. Jason Bateman is the lead. And it's the dysfunctional story of a family that, you know, was very wealthy and went bad, and the father's being hunted by the SEC. Well, with that said, the show was on for 4 seasons, and Fox canceled it 7 years ago. And this should show you how the TV business is shifting and changing. And you can apply it to your own businesses as well. The network television system is broken right now, especially the Nielsen ratings, because the show Arrested Development, there was a cult following of people who bought it on DVD and started watching it online. And for 7 years, the show was off the air. Well, guess what? Over the weekend that just passed, Netflix launched the 5th season of Arrested Development. And now, if you're a subscriber to Netflix, you can watch the new season of Arrested Development, a show that's been on hiatus for 7 years. This is a secondary market that no one anticipated or even saw coming. And in one brilliant stroke, Netflix decimated the whole industry and gave an answer to, this is what the new market looks like. Nobody sits down, except if you're 53 years of age and older, to watch television for 2, 3, or 4 hours. People want their media on the go. They want their newsletter on the go. And they don't want advertising in their face all the time. Hulu charges us a monthly rate as well, and they started throwing in advertising. And people now left Hulu and went over to Netflix just because of Arrested Development, one television show.
You know, Brad, we have maybe 6-7 minutes left. I want to give you a chance. How do you help? How do you actually help companies? I mean, you're clearly a very, very knowledgeable guy on this, all this stuff. How do you actually? How do you physically go out and help companies?
Well, I work either in the management part or I work in sales and marketing, and the management side is getting my baby boomer brethren to kind of see that you have a different employee working for you now. And this is the great part about the 21st century, if I can put it in that framework, and that is the idea of a 9-to-5 job is over. You can hire people seasonally or when you need them, like a virtual assistant, for a couple hours a day even. So we have this incredible expanding and contracting company that doesn't take on a full group of employees, but rather seasonal employees. independent freelancers. So I kind of help companies see that for their own industry, because it's shifting very quickly right now. But more importantly, I show companies how to motivate this next generation and get them to stay and be able to pass on a legacy to that next generation. Now, in sales and marketing, it's very different because the markets are shifting and moving so quickly. Sometimes I have to show a company, look, you need a major event to take place and film it and photograph it and then create a buzz about it. Or it's as simple as you need a promise statement on your website and a video, or else you might as well pack up that website. So it's a different project all the time for companies as far as helping their brand survive and thrive in the 21st century.
Now, you mentioned something right before the call. Do you have a free report that people can get?
Yes, I do. If you send me an email to brad@liquidleadership.com, I will send you what every business needs to know about Generation Y.
So brad@liquidleadership.com.
Yes.
Very good. Brad, this half hour went by very, very quickly. I'd like to be in touch with your office. I'd love to get John and interview you for an hour for my membership. So I'm gonna be in contact with you after that, after this call. Hope we can fit that in. thank you so much for being my guest on this episode of Stick Like Glue Radio.
You're welcome. Thank you, Jim, and thank you everybody for listening in.
Awesome. Hey, folks, remember, Stick Like Glue Radio is the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more, and those are great things, trust me. I'm your host, Jim Palmer. I'm committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster. Watch for another great episode of Stick Like Glue Radio this time next week, and until then, keep taking action, keep moving forward, and don't ever, ever, ever give up. Now go out there and do something nice for somebody today. Take care, everybody.
You've been listening to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Stick Like Glue Radio features Jim Palmer's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice for action-oriented entrepreneurs. To make sure you don't miss a single profit-boosting show, subscribe to this podcast at www.getjimpalmer.com. If you know other entrepreneurs looking for the fastest way to higher profits in their business, please tell them about the Stick Like Glue Radio podcast. Now go and implement what you've learned and boost your profits. See you next week for more Stick Like Glue Radio.